Radio Prague News. The Visegrad 4 and 6 Balkan states have signed an agreement on the establishment of a Western Balkans fund to boost regional cooperation. The Czech Prime Minister wants Britain in the European Union, but says the basic principles of the Union, such as freedom of movement and equal rights of citizens, should not be abandoned. And the Lower House of Parliament has approved a bill extending support for biofuels. The foreign ministers of the Visegrad 4 and 6 Balkan states on Friday signed an agreement in Prague on the establishment of a Western Balkans fund, which is to boost regional cooperation. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek, who hosted the meeting, said the migrant crisis must not destabilize the Balkans, since the region's stability was crucial for the stability of the whole continent. The establishment of a Western Balkans fund was proposed 4 years ago by the Czech Republic, which is a strong supporter of integrating the Balkans into the European Union. The fund, to which all the Visegrad 4 states have made a contribution, will be based in Tirana, Albania. The Czech Republic wants Britain to remain part of the European Union, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka told visiting Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond on Friday. The bilateral talks in Prague focused largely on Britain's demands for EU reform, which would enable it to remain part of the alliance. The Czech Prime Minister said his country was ready for a pragmatic debate on the proposed changes, but stressed that the basic principles of the Union, such as freedom of movement and equal rights of EU citizens, should not be abandoned. The Lower House of Parliament has approved a bill extending support for biofuels. The tax benefits, amounting to 9 billion crowns, should be in place until 2020. According to Agriculture Minister Marian Jurečka, the law should help the Czech Republic meet EU requirements in the sphere of renewables and transport. Failure to do so could result in fines worth billions of crowns, he said. The bill, which still needs to win approval in the Senate and be signed by the President, came under fire from opposition deputies who claim that it benefits the agrochemical group Agrofert, owned by Finance Minister Andrej Babiš. The lower house has also given its final approval to a government-proposed hike in gambling charges. The proposal, which still requires approval from the Senate and President, counts on betting taxes climbing from the current 20% to 23 or 28%, depending on the type of gambling. Daily taxes on slot machines should also rise by around a third. The combined measures should bring in an extra 2 billion crowns to state coffers. The police's financial crime unit Cobra has cracked down on more members of the so-called fuel mafia, charging 18 people with tax evasion to the tune of 1.4 billion crowns. According to a Cobra spokesman, the organized gang dealt in gasoline and diesel fuels across several European states, with a string of fake companies to cover their tracks. In a number of raids, the police confiscated 30 million crowns in cash. If convicted, the suspects could face up to 10 years in jail. Unknown perpetrators vandalized the Brno Mosque on Thursday night, pouring motor oil on the facade and doors of the building, the CTK news agency reports. Security cameras reportedly showed two persons, a man and a woman, pouring something on the walls and door of the mosque before making off. The incident is being investigated by the police. Pensioners should receive a one-off bonus from the state next year to the tune of 1,200 crowns, according to a government proposal approved by the Lower House on Friday. The bonus is to make up for the low valorization of pensions in 2016, which will only amount to 40 crowns per month. The Social Democrats of the ruling coalition, who raised the sum from the proposed 1,000 to 1,200, said the state could afford to be more generous in view of the healthy state of the economy. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should be partly cloudy with intervals of rain and shine and day temperatures between 7 and 11 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.